Hello everyone. Today's episode will be displaying a romance scammer explaining all of his secrets, which are being revealed right now. Now sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
My name is and I'm a romance scammer. They are just a number on the screen. That's why I call her Honey or Babe. The quicker I get this done, the better. If I can do it without remembering their names, I will. I am the best of the best. All my scammer friends wish they had 50 clients like I did. I am untouchable. There's so many ways to stay hidden on the internet, especially with payment through cash apps or Bitcoin, which they've never heard of, so more the reason to skillfully get them to do it. I always look for a victim that's vulnerable or has gone through some tragic event. This time, I didn't think it would work, but it did. The man I created online was Glenn Hoffman Derby. I stole his pictures off some older man's Facebook profile by the name of Glenn. That's where I got the first name from. I did a little bit of Photoshop from stock image picture I found because I liked the suit the guy was wearing. I spread all my fake accounts across all platforms hoping to get a hit. This time I decided to try eHarmony. The cost was more, but what the heck, why not? You have to spend money to make money. Plus, older women, I know I can easily talk them into a life partnership. I mean, we already know that's what they're looking for. I created a new email and opened up a profile. I uploaded Glenn Cooper's photos right away. I would send messages to 40 women a day. I was ready to give up on this profile. All I had was two women getting ready to send me two Google Play cards for food. And the others wanted to meet in person before they sent any money. By this time, I had created scripts that I could easily copy and paste. I uploaded Glenn Cooper's photos right away. I would send messages to 40 women a day. I was ready to give up on this profile. All I had was two women getting ready to send me two Google Play cards for food. And the others wanted to meet in person before they sent any money. By this time, I had created scripts that I could easily copy and paste. It saves me all the time in the world, and typing sucks. She caught me. I used the gaslighting technique to turn everything back on her. I told her that I was going to start a business. Then things will come up, and little by little, I will take everything from her. I got Cynthia to send me around $60,000. This was a good start, but you know me, I wanted more. I won't stop until this woman has sent me the clothes off of her back. A few weeks go by, and she still hasn't asked me for her money back. That's when I knew it was time to ask for more. I knew she was loaded with money, and she was desperate to find love. I told her I needed tools and equipment to complete the job, and once I'm finished, I will receive $10 million. Don't worry, baby. I'm gonna pay back everything with interest, and we'll finally be together, I told her. After a few months of playing this cat and mouse game, she started to become skeptical. They all feel this way after sending a few hundred thousand dollars. This didn't matter to me, because I already got enough money, right? Her message reassuring her that things will be all cleared up when I get back. I'll pay off her house, and I'll buy a bigger house for us to start our life together in. By the time I was done with Cynthia, she maxed out her credit cards, cleaned out her 401k, and remortgaged her home.